WMUCFM College Park, the favorite radio station of the engineer, 10 watts of pure power.
You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. It's 4 o'clock, so that means it's time for Freak Folks. First, a quick PSA.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turf.
So, that was a PSA.
Yeah, that was. Good job. Yeah, just, like, make sure you're staying attuned to all of the public service. All the things that public service demands of you.
Okay, ASMR.
Okay. So, as you all may know. Sorry, I'm eating a pear right now. This is really,
it's really gross.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lila. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
This is the last Freak Folks of fall semester of our sophomore year. So it's going to be a good one. And you know, as always, DJ H-Dub is not
here. Oh,
here
she is.
She's here.
Yeah.
DJ H-Dub just entered the stew.
Hey.
But this is DJ Gigi Galid on the track.
This is DJ Lila Cohen.
This DJ H Dub back in the stool. Long time no see. Feels good.
Feels good. Last time for the
What?
Can you choose so?
This episode is ASMR special. We're not going to be playing any music. We're just going to be eating. And I brought a protein bar.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Lila?
I just ate in the dining hall.
And Lila's always eating.
I'm having one of the best days of my life.
Wait, what was last week? Thanksgiving?
Were you sick? Was that 2 times ago?
Wait, that's some...
No, last week? Yeah, last week it was like just me in here.
Was I sick last week? That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wait, no, last week was Thanksgiving. I don't know.
No, last week was the... No, that was...
You were in Michigan?
I went to Michigan. Yeah.
Did I just not show up?
No, you were here. It was just the two of us. And
yes! Yes, I remember.
Anyways, guys, I'm having a great day. Like, the past few days, I've been feeling like I'm going to fail all my finals. Like, I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm not good at school.
I'm in that right now.
But then today, I won big.
What?
$500.
What?
Yeah.
What? How?
I won a prize.
How?
For a paper from last semester.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So and you were smart last semester, but not this semester.
No. And I also had a meeting with my professor because I was really worried about this class. And he was like, don't worry. You're great.
Wait, so, professor?
Yay.
Hascani.
Yeah, Shout out. Don't worry.
So now I'm feeling really good and it gave me some motivation because I was feeling really like I'm stupid, I'm worthless.
Oh, I'm in the ugly. I'm stupid, I'm worthless phase because I'm like struggling with this paper right now. But I'm going to get there.
Yes, you will get here.
Once I get my bag up.
Yes.
And now my bag is up. Like,
yeah
that made for your stupid moment.
Yeah, this is making up for my stupid moment when I lost $400.
Yeah, remember that? Lila lost the keys to her car and had to pay $400.
But then I actually had them the whole time.
And they were literally in her purse.
So this makes up for that.
Lila moment. I was going to text that to you when you said that, but I didn't want to be rude. I was like, this makes up for your $400.
No, that's what I was thinking. It makes up for it and more.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
Yes. So
yeah,
good.
So you.
Nathan Maya also won the same prize.
What?
Oh.
He texted you?
Are you saying that devalues it?
He texted you? No, I just.
I should have submitted.
I saw in an email. Yeah, a Glickle girl also won.
Are you serious? For
yeah.
my class?
It was three. It was me, Nathan Maya, and somebody about Glickle.
Wait. Bruh.
Wait, he won,
it was
like, right now?
I know who it was,
like, because from last semester?
Yeah, because he's from last semester.
Whoa. What was yeah.
that
about?
Oh, that's definitely helping
his was
him
about, like, Jacob
right
and Esau. Oh, yeah, $500. Because that's going to hit.
That's going to hit different in Thailand. Like, he's...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's definitely
so
treating
good.
Eitan and Omer right now to, like, a... big
oh
old
God.
Dinner.
I wonder if he even knows. Like, does he have
he
email
won.
There?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, he probably doesn't. You should probably text him.
You won $500, by the way.
Hey, our money's
we
up.
We won.
So, yeah, I'm feeling really good. Anyway.
Yeah, that's so good.
So, yeah, for this last Freak Folks episode of the semester.
Hopefully we can get... I want to get the same time next semester.
Well, our schedule is going to be different.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, classes-wise. But, yeah, this has been
schedule.
A good time. I've had a good time with you all. And are we doing our theme, or are we just going to...
Are the songs for the theme?
The ones I put are...
Oh, the ones... I can make them a theme. I can...
Basically...
I can explain each
yeah,
how
yeah,
they can be a...
meeting. We're playing songs that resonate with the classes that we've been taking... might not be folk, might be, there's some hip-hop in there.
Yeah, just to kind of, like, be on the finals theme.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I just have one song I really wanted to play, but it's 9 minutes long.
Oh.
So I was going to do it maybe once you guys leave, because
we have to
leave
early.
Oh, yeah. We have to leave early, because we have a big dance performance.
A big dance performance.
We're performing.
It's very exclusive. Nobody
yeah,
can
no
come.
Yeah, no one's allowed in. Which is so sad because we're performing Renegade.
Wait,
yeah.
We're performing for no one?
Well, yeah. We're performing for the other dance classes, but it seems like they won't even, like, there's not room for them in there.
Because we're not even doing it on, like, a stage. It's just in a studio, but then there's also, like, studio capacity laws.
Like, boy.
But, oh, I wish you could see it, Lila. It's
I
so
know.
Funny. It's so
funny.
Isn't the one you're showing me where you're like,
but that's part of
yeah.
it?
Yeah, oh. yeah, yeah, it's part of
all
it.
Of
it's
our
like,
dances
it's
we've
like
done
a remix.
In one remix.
And Renegade.
Wait, and we
there.
Can't
Renegade.
See it.
I
like
know.
Renegade? Like,
yeah,
like
boom, boom, boom.
Renegade.
Boom,
what?
Boom. Yes,
wait.
And it's like lit.
Yeah. It would
Whoa,
be so.
Boom, boom. And then we also wobble.
Yeah, at the end.
Wait, I can't see it.
And we, what's the other one? We, Dougie.
Yeah.
You're sure I can't
Hannah
come?
Hannah has a stanky leg solo moment.
Wait, are you sure I can't come?
I wonder if you could just,
like
blend
sneak
in with the dance
Maybe you
class.
Could look through the window.
You probably could. Guys. We're the last ones, so.
Or is someone going to film it at least?
Yeah, there's going to be, like, a...
Oh, but you have to be there.
Yeah.
Are you sure there's going to be, like, a...
I think there's going to be, like, a camera. Like,
you, did you just make that up? Or
I just made that up. But I'm assuming...
No.
Wait,
I mean,
why
there's
are
probably
going to
be... I bet there will be someone filming. Because
Alma has, like, a big camera.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be so good if there was,
like
a professional,
and I feel like she would be into
like,
that if it was, like, a...
She's never talked about her passion for filming.
Well, I saw her first Friday performance, and she had this camera that was, like, projecting her onto the wall while she was dancing. So we could, like,
oh,
see her
so
up
cool.
close. And she was like, I'm really into my camera.
Oh.
So
I really hope she
filmed that up.
Ugh, but I want you to be there. Maybe you should try
know,
to sneak in. You could definitely blend in.
Wearing jeans though.
She yeah, just like wear like just like look like a modern dancer.
Yeah. Keep the shirt. Just yeah. put on like more like
I don't have different jeans with me. Different pants. It's gonna be crazy. I'm sad that no one can come because I'm like, what's
it would
the
be
point?
So good.
That and that would like boost me before
yeah.
finals. Like I need that like silliness.
Yeah, I really wanna see it.
Yeah. Well
anyways, that's why Hannah and I have to leave early.
Yeah.
We've been working really hard on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys know your moves?
I still don't know that one step, Galia, that I asked you about yesterday.
What step?
But I'll figure
oh,
it out.
The like twerking, like
yeah, the twerk, the back it up. I don't know which direction it goes.
We can practice.
Yeah, we can practice.
Back, we go back it up.
We go back it up.
On that note, maybe we should play.
Oh yeah, since we've been talking about hip hop,
a
class.
New Jack Swing song that I've been
is
listening to.
Is that this
a
one?
Lot.
Electric.
No, that's the
Go Deep. Go Deep. Janet Jackson.
It's not folk. It's New Jack Swing, but I was inspired by.
Is it freaky?
It's not folk, but it's
well,
freak.
It's Go Deep. So if you can. I didn't mean it like for that reason, but it just came to me right now.
Okay, here it is.
We'll be right back.
So
boom, 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 boom.
Why'd you put it on if you don't want us to play it?
Just, I don't
just
know.
Just in a daze.
Yeah, I just was like, ooh. That was Go Deep by Janet Jackson. Really reminds me of my hip-hop class.
Mm-hmm. She would play that for, like, stretching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good stretching song, famously.
Yeah. It actually made me want to get up and stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
we were just talking about Galia used to get in lots of fights with people.
I used to.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I used to be a lot more feisty and, like, yeah. I would get into fist fights in middle school. No, I'm just kidding. Hmm. I just.
And I would film them.
And I would film them and I'd be like, hold my hopes.
And be like, yes, girl.
Yeah. But anyways,
always speak your mind. Always speak your truth.
Stand up to haters. I didn't stand up to the anti-Semitic guy in my class.
Oh, what? What anti-Semitic guy?
I haven't told you about this, but he's really problematic. But we don't need to get into it.
Yeah, wait, maybe. Wait, I want to hear though. This is juicy. What did he say?
He's made so many little comments. And then today he said something about, like, the Rothschilds and, like, the banks.
Wait, what's... I don't know.
Uh-oh. Wait, what does your professor say?
He, like, didn't say anything. He did not care.
Wait, how does that connect to the settler movement?
No, no, not that class.
Oh, what class?
My government class.
Oh. I thought you were going to say in, like, some Israel way.
No, no. Well, it does relate to that, but, like, not, like... Like, no. Nobody in my settler class, they're all, like, smart and basing it off of, like, reality. This guy's, like TikTok brain or something.
Oh.
He was just saying some really problematic
stuff.
No!
No, no. No.
But, yeah, he said something about the banks today, and I was like...
I was like, hell yeah, they got all the money. Just kidding.
And the professor, like, thought it was a joke. Like, I mean, it was a joke, but it was, like, he makes so many jokes about that.
Isn't your professor Jewish?
Yeah. But anyways, I never have to see that guy again.
I was kind of sad. Well, I only had one class today, and it was my American political history class. And I got, like, sad. Like, I love my professor for that class, and he was just saying how much he loves us. Aww. And how much he loves teaching. Aww. And how we make him love teaching, and I was like, oh my god, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I want to take more classes with him, but I don't know if I can. And we talked about, like, Obama today, and it made me really emotional.
Obama.
I was like, damn, take me back.
Yeah.
He had such riz.
He had such riz. But there'll be riz is the reason that we feel this way.
What?
Like, riz for him. Like, he was very charismatic and, like, hopeful. But, like, we could have someone who has that kind of riz but has, like, even better policies.
Yeah. But he was just, like, I don't know, just seeing, hearing, learning about politics from that time, I was like, that was so long ago, and Trump has been president for so long.
Yeah.
Like since we were kids. It's just crazy. And then I was thinking about, like, did I just unplug something?
No.
I'm like, how are the history professors of American political history going to talk about this time in, like, 40 years?
Yeah. That's going to be us. Just kidding. Whoa. I'm not going to do that.
Should we play a song?
Okay, here's a song.
This is what my professor would play.
Wait, would
he
play
a song before every class? Everybody talk about slag. It was slag. It was slag. It was slag. Slag is a slag. This is a slag. This is a
slag. All we are saying is give these a chance. All we are saying.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes. And I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find
when your death takes its toll. All the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
La Estación Central.
So those were some songs about war, because we've been learning about war in school.
And Hannah has been learning about
the war between axons and dendrites.
That's the real shit.
Yep.
That's the important.
It's crazy. It's happening inside
you. Can
you
tell us about it?
No.
Oh. It's a safe space.
Safe space. No dendrites.
No, no dendrites.
No dendrites, please.
There's now a band playing. I think it's that one that we saw that one time.
Oh, at the tavern?
Yeah.
What were they called?
Post Dog.
Post Dog.
Post Dog.
They're playing very quietly.
More
then,
like
so shy.
Yeah,
they're playing a long tour music.
Yeah.
So far.
I appreciate them for that.
So learning about war is really depressing. And we were just saying that we might be going into a new war right now.
But we have Trump to keep us safe.
He's the one doing it.
Daddy Trump.
Yeah.
Our little peace angel.
Our peace nick. Our peace angel.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so I'm actually flying very close to that war zone soon, so pray for me.
Who gon' pray for me?
Who gon' die for me?
Take my pay for me.
What are you guys doing
Stop
for winter break?
Me. I might go to Florida.
a Universal?
I hope so. I really want to go to Universal Studios.
Like, is the plan just Florida? It's and really then, expensive. Like, maybe.
Yeah, because I have family in Florida, and my cousins might come too. And
like on the beach.
We used to always go to at Florida to visit my grandparents, but now my grandparents don't live there anymore. But we might just do it this year, anyways. No, not the beach. Well, maybe the beach. I don't know what we're doing. We have no plan. But it
might
happen.
Warm enough there to go to the beach?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm so excited to go to the beach.
Yeah. Oh my god. That warm weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to the Caribbean.
That's crazy. That's so exciting.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Really? For what?
For fun.
That's so awesome.
For vibes.
That's
so
awesome. That'll
be good.
I want to go there.
Yeah, me too.
Are you going to see music?
Yeah. My parents are like, it's so cool. There's music and good food and it's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good place to go. My brother went there for like a spring break in college one time. We should do that maybe one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's exciting.
And then we have Kuta Seminar.
Oh, yeah.
Kuta Seminar.
Yes.
In College Park.
I'm excited.
So excited.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
Adi offered
her apartment.
Her sorority, or no.
Oh.
Like some of her friends, actually. No, her friends.
Her friends are like farmer sorority.
Are having a New Year's party, and Adi invited us if we want to come, but
and bring the entire futsal.
Yeah, I'm bringing the entire futsal.
I kind of you remember we all went to this one party that one time?
I was not there.
Wait, when?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, the frat?
No, like with the whole futsal. I went to the Bark House.
Oh yes.
Oh,
like that was so fun.
Yeah. That was like the best night.
But I don't think a D's ever. Friends party would be
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's like all their friends are
like a crazy
like a bark friends.
It's not like that. Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Like, I'm like imagining that would be really fun if we
maybe
all
there'll be
went
another
to a
one.
Party.
Yeah. That would be so fun. I don't know if we're gonna want to do it though, because last time the whole thing with like do we have our own party or do we go
oh,
to whatever
right.
And then it was
right,
so maybe we should just have our own
have
to,
our
like,
own
avoid that
right
well, and like
okay
yeah,
hopefully
we'll
nobody is going to be weird, because wasn't a lot of the weirdness because people were staying in different places.
Yeah,
now we're all
right.
Gonna be staying together.
We
that's the
make,
whole point of this.
Yeah, and we can just have a conversation.
Yes,
yes, yes. Facts.
I'm so okay. Yeah, I'm
we
really
weren't able to have a conversation last time.
So basically all our friends that go to different schools and everything are all coming for New Year's and for a few extra days to hang out here, and we're really excited because we haven't
and
seen them.
Like
we only see them like twice
them.
A year.
Once, yeah.
And if you're listening,
once or twice a year.
Shout out. So excited to see you.
Yeah. I take back what I said about nervousness.
I mean, I'm definitely nervous because like having that many people in the house and like.
And like it's
the
just
logistics.
It's so it's like crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have like I'm like.
But it's going to be so much.
It's going to be
yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
There's so much is going to come out of it.
I hope not a lot comes out of it.
No, I hope it's like pretty chill and like just
like tame.
Yeah.
And fun. But
yeah.
Like crazy and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going
it
to
be
less
so excited.
People than it usually is. I
really?
Feel like.
Really? I thought like everyone was coming. Besides
I feel like
a few
like
exceptions.
Four people aren't coming and that feels like a lot.
No. That's like how it was last year. And at Mopsum there were more people not there.
Who's not?
Right.
Tyler. Who else?
Schmappy.
Oh, Schmappy. Oh.
But he
who
never
else?
Does.
He came that one. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
When?
He
did
came
he come to?
In winter, yeah.
I thought he didn't.
No, he did.
No, he
oh,
did.
You missed him.
You,
oh,
yeah, yeah,
I missed
yeah.
him,
he,
yeah.
Yeah, he did. And he was like, yeah, this is my last. I'm,
he's like, my
I'm
last
leaving.
Trip.
I'm leaving. Let me move.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's just like Tyler and that's it.
And Schmeppy in here.
And Lily. And Lily.
Oh, Lily's not coming?
And your ear's not coming.
Well, we're not going to say why.
We're not going to say why. Okay, anyways, let's keep going with some music.
Oh, is this the Spanish song?
Yeah.
It's Chilean music.
For your Spanish class.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, 88.
Ha sido para Santiago un hito económico y cultural.
En estación central, los dueños de departamentos y los proveedores de propiedades están preocupados.
La bastante que se la audiencia es de verdad, es el nietos y hasta bisnietos, rubios y estudiosos, buenos mozos, buenos ciudadanos y honestos cristianos. Mientras tus hijos, Dios de Dios, padecen, son psicológicamente inestables. ¿Por qué? Dios de dioses. De tu barro tus hijos padecen y desbarran. Tus hijos son tus hijos y hoy parecen hijastros. Pero sus hijos y sus nietos y sus generaciones no son como los nuestros. Tus hijos, dioses de dioses, son tus hijos y te reconocen. Hacen lo que tú dijiste que hicieran. Mientras ellos hacen los signos.
So that was really good.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. So that song was for Galia's Spanish class that she's in her exams right now. There's a bunch of parts to it. And Galia, this might seem surprising, but your professor actually reached out to me and Lila, and she decided that she wants part four of your exam to be like spontaneous. So this is actually part four of your Spanish exam. And
Right now.
And this song obviously has a story to it. There was
so can you just tell us exactly what they were talking
about? Yeah, can you say exactly what they said?
Yeah, so it actually shares the story of a Jewish Chilean folk band that went a little off the rails due to raging anti-Semitism. And they just talk about their experiences. And you can really feel that through the music.
What was something that said?
It said, being Jewish, it's so hard here. Let's dance.
And then that's when it went.
Pero en español.
En español.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. I think she'll be getting back to you with your grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you guys, like, gonna email it to her?
Oh, yeah, she's listening recording. Right now.
Yeah, she's listening, she's listening. She's
Chila Hidalgo! Señora!
Give her an A!
But so yeah, you guys have to leave.
Yeah, it is that time, freak folks.
Don't worry, I got one more song for you, and it's a long one,
luck,
and it's
guys.
A good one.
So, but yeah,
good luck at your
Hannah
dance performance.
And I have to go bust it down.
Yeah, as we know. Gigi Galad and H-Dub. We outie.
We outie.
Bye, guys.
Bye. It's been a good,
guys,
been a good one.
Amazing semester.
We'll Don't
see
worry.
You next.
One more song for you guys, okay?
Okay. Good luck with Lil Aw.
Get a blue swine in trouble. kind of smile to get a violent one or two time felon whore. My little Jessica Rabbit, my Betty Rubble, my Mokey Cherry, my Peggy Bundy, my Helen Troy. But I thought that I could make a better life with bubble gum and driftwood. Her sweet nothings were nothing more than debts I would owe. She once said that nothing could make her feel quite as loved as one early morning kiss could. But I've been up too late one too many nights. Why I let myself let her go, and for who I'll never know. Right there and then, that's where they begin these new threats from the soul. You stack a couple coolers, but you're never gonna see it from the front of the line. Well, I seen some of the suckers they've been letting in there, and I think that firmament bouncer was a rock pile buddy of mine. I will never be
anything
other than a caged bird swinging from a chain swing, whistling for my pacey. Checking on a W9, singing one of a kind. Love affair is, love affair is. One of a kind, love affair is. One of a kind, and forever it goes. New threats from the soul, a new sheriff in my heart's wild. Measurements between the place where I stand and the place where I will rest. If you need me, know where to find me. North of a puddle and west of a hole. And what was once our home but is now just a house for all these new threats from the soul. From a sliding door on a sister vessel, it's hard to know sometimes if I'm on the right course. I'm scrambling to find Christ in all the places I'm told he likes. Tomorrow is a white dwarf shining what's left of its light forth from a life once bold and bright. And I will never be
anything
other than a caged bird swinging from a chain swing, whistling for my pace, spinning like a carousel ride. If up, still up, and down, still down, won't you tell me where the hell am I? I'm getting threats on top of threats from within. I've been bullied by parallel time. 'Cause I thought that I could make a better life with bubble. Thank you.
had Heisman buzz. Now it's a pissing competition between the man I am and the guy I was. Your sweet nothings are still souring, the sheets on the bed and the threads of my clothes. As I lie entrenched in my own ignorance and undrenched, from my head to my toes. And your threats run the soul. Your questions forming at the center point. It feels like hell is getting higher and the sky is getting lower.
لبعض تقول بحبك قول مش بحبك ما اعرف سر قلبك بيني وبينه ود بيني وبينه ود ونرجع ننزل ونطلع ولا بتفيدنا أسوى ولا يبعدنا بعد ولا يبعدنا بعد وخصمك تجيني ولما تلاقيني صحيلك حنيني صحيلك حنيني بترجع تصد تسيبني أفوتك تجيبني أسيبك تسيبني أفوتك تجيبني عشان عارف إني عاجبك وعاجبني تعبك وتعبني وما أنكرش إنك وما تنكرش إني دايماً طول حياتنا دايماً طول حياتنا محتاجين لبعض